100. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. This is this should have been playing in the background of the presidential debate last night.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, we got jokes all day, folks.
Oh, my God.
Jokes all day long.
Oh, what a circus.
For real, though.
It would have been perfect. It would have literally been perfect.
As they walk off the stage.
As they are we at the circus? Oh, no, it's the presidential debate. Oh, right.
That's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
When's the guy getting shot out of the cannon?
that would have improved things. And, you know, to be fair, it is very circus-like because you have the elephant and the donkey that represent both parties. So, you know, there's animals there. Anyway.
Yeah.
I digress. It was pretty much a circus.
Then you had Dumbo in the middle.
Yeah. That was an elephant noise, apparently.
Terrible.
It was terrible. I apologize for everyone. All I can do now is move on from that horrible start. Anyway, it's time to get to it. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Hiring now. You can join the Specialite team. If you're looking to start a great career with a company that is constantly growing and innovating, check them out. Specialite, right here in Southwest Michigan. What was normal in 2000? But strange in 2020. All right, back in 2000, you believe it? That was 20 years ago. That was two decades ago, Hunter.
Yep. I know we're on a rock station here, but you're around the same age as I am, Brock, and we grew up listening to all types of music. I'm just gonna throw it out there: rap. Rap was so much better in the early 2000s than it is now.
If you were to play the rap now for a youngster, a fan of the mumble rap or whatever the hell they call it, they'd be like, whoa, that's weird, man. I can hear what they're saying. I understand what they're saying. Did he say Weoma? What is that?
What? I can understand him. That's crazy. Yeah, he just had some of your best artists come on at that time for some reason.
Yeah.
I think it had a lot to do with Dre, but just the music scene and that. You know, maybe in all types of music, too, kind of. I mean, there is a lot of good new rock music.
Yeah.
But I maybe it's just because, like, that's what we grew up to.
Of course.
It's more, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Stands out a little bit more.
Yeah, and you always think that what you grew up with is the best. That's usually how it works. You know, as you get older and you're like, bah, kids these days. Mine. Mine, what was normal in 2000 but strange in 2020? Adding Izzle to the end of words.
Izzle.
Even my nickname in high school. And luckily, my name doesn't usually require a nickname. Izzle. I always wanted a cool nickname, but my one buddy Bauer always called me B-Rizzle. And then it kind of stuck. So it was B-Rizzle.
What up, B-Rizzle?
Yeah, big B-Rizzle for shizzle. Like, and if you were to say that now to someone, they'd be like, what are you talking about? What?
H-Rizzle. I think that's what people did. They just took the first letter of your name and then just put Rizzle at the end of it.
Snoop D-O-double-G. All right. Uh-huh. He was really into that Izzle, you know. It was for shizzle, my nizzle. Like, I mean, it was all like, come on. You just added Izzle to any word and it made it instantly better. But now in 2020, people would look at you like a cuckoo bird.
And you know what? Make sure to bring your umbrella with you today because there might be a slight drizzle.
Drizzle.
For shizzle.
For shizzle. All over the hizzle. You can. You can add it to anything, and it's great.
You can. So, it's like pig Latin, but with Snoop Dogg.
Exactly. It's Snoop Latin. That's the best way
there
to
you
describe
go.
It. Snoop
I like
Latin.
That. Snoop Latin.
We got some great answers on Facebook. Son of Sam said, not getting into a stranger's car you met on the internet. I think there was less of a concern. I jumped into vehicles all the time. Oh, you know?
Yeah, as kids. Yeah. Wait, whose dad is it? That's a cool car. Let's get in there.
That's fine, yeah. Of course, now you do have to look at it. I guess I get what Sam's saying, too, is also, I mean, we as kids we were told don't get into strangers' cars, but I did get into a lot of random cars because there wasn't a worry, I guess, if that makes sense. But now also, too, with Uber and everything, yeah, you're just jumping into random people's cars.
That's
I get
true.
What he's saying. I get
it. Yeah, okay. With the old Uber and the Lyft and all that going on, yeah. Okay.
I like Alicia's answer. What was something in 2000 that would seem strange? Something normal in 2000 that would seem strange in 2020? MapQuest printed directions or printed directions in general.
No, that's still normal to Brock. That's still, yes.
I knew you were going to razz me for that, man.
Yes.
Look,
Brock still prints out directions. Come on, let's be honest.
It's nice to have the hard copy, all right?
Oh,
when
Jesus.
We did our big trip around Lake Michigan, Kiki and I had a map, and I used that map constantly because there
how
was
many,
times.
How many times did you turn that thing around? God, where's the top?
And of course, then you fold it wrong, and then it never folds right. As soon as you open up a map, it's never going back the way it is, ever again. But if you were to look in our trip binder, I made a trip binder, and yes, I had printed directions from every destination because it's good to have printed directions.
Hey, here's the thing. Okay, I'll give you one thing here. You should know how to read a map.
Yes.
They have to still teach that, right? Please tell me they still teach that.
I don't think they do. I really don't think they do.
It's because of Google? Because it's just, what happens if you don't have any service?
That's what I'm saying. See, you give me all this crap for, and when I go up to Whiskey Creek this weekend with you guys, guess what? Yeah. I'm printing off directions, and they're going to be there on my dashboard, and I'm going to be set.
All right, we'll meet you there. We'll be all set up and ready when you arrive. Because you took a wrong turn.
I come walking out of the woods. Did you hike here? Oh, yeah, I took the map.
Like nobody comes from that direction. Where'd you go?
How'd you get that? Did you go to Ask Jeeves and how to get here? With print it out.
You know, that is a good answer though. MapQuest was it? Dude, it was the bomb back in the day.
Oh my god!
I remember printing that off just because I knew where I was going. I'd still print it off just because it was fun.
So great. It's like, ooh, look at this. I can find a faster route. Anyway,
you know what my grandpa used to do? I think he was a member for AAA, and then he used to get the strip maps. You ever deal with a strip map?
No, I don't think I have.
So it was just like a booklet that would fold over the top, and it would just follow the strip map. So you'd never have to open up a map and turn it around. You always knew where the top was. So once you traveled through the page, you just turned the page over, boom, and then it kept going. It was pretty neat.
That's great. That's awesome. We don't need GPS. Get rid of it. All right. We're gonna take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's something that was normal in 2000? Again, 20 years ago, that would be strange in 2020. We'll be back with more of your special light topic of the day in a few. Stick around. Yeah! All right. Good morning, 754. Brock Hunter.
What's up, you ace?
Your topic for today, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. What's something that was normal in 2000 but strange in 2020? You got a couple good ones, huh?
Yeah. I was just thinking of this, man. Early 2000s, you and I would both have our tips frosted.
Is that strange now in 2020? I feel like it's coming back.
I don't see too many dudes walking around with some frosted tips anymore, man.
Dude, I would go. It's so funny. I would go to the salon, right? Get my hair cut, and then they would put that little cap, and then they would use that little tool to pull my hair through the cap.
Murder your skull.
And then they would just
so bad.
Paste on the bleach, and then I would sit underneath the hair dryer reading like Us Weekly next to some old lady getting her hair colored.
Next to grandma.
Oh, my God, dude. I would do, and it was the hottest look. All the girls, man. Oh, look at those frosted tips. Damn, it's so hot.
No, they were terrible. Come on, they were terrible.
Can we go get frosted tips, please? Just you and I. Like,
should we do it just for a picture?
That's what I mean. My mom, for a 90s thing.
My mom could probably do it still, but she probably still has the cap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that metal ass tool that she would just jam into your skull to pull that hair out of the cap.
And that was like something for sewing. It was like one of those little thread grabbers from. Oh, man. And you just sit there and then underneath. And then when they'd pull the cap off, they'd come check on you and be like, a little bit longer, about 5 more minutes. You'd be like, I'm going to look effing hot, man.
You know what? I'm going to add one to the mix, too, while you're sitting there getting your tips frosted, right? I'd be sitting there flipping through my CD book, dude, which you don't see anymore. The old CD books, dude. I just want to go bust mine out to flip through it and look through it just because it's nostalgia, man.
That, along with that, inside that CD book, you had a bunch of ripped CDs and custom-made playlists that you got on.
You would label them Summer Mix 2002.
Yeah. Dude, I had for the road trip down to spring break, I had spring break CD 1, spring break CD 2.
CD 2, spring break CD 3.
You'd do that, you'd try and write each song on there, and eventually, like, you'd start off too big, and as you're writing each song, you'd have to get smaller and smaller to make it. Oh, my God, dude.
I would try to make it. See, I would always get just the clear, plain Memorex CDs that you'd burn onto because they didn't have much on the cover, so you could do a lot of art.
Yeah.
I try to make mine look all cool and, like, hand them out to my friends.
Do you remember giving girls mix CDs? Oh, my God. If you did that now, if you walked up, If you walked up to a girl in 2020 and you said, hey, I made you a mix CD, they would literally break it and cut your throat with it and be like, I don't want this. This is the stupidest thing. I made you a mix CD with all the songs that remind me of you.
Just check it out. Give it a whirl. You know what? You were probably doing it here with, here's another one. I'll add to the mix, a choker necklace.
Oh, remember those? I never wore them, but the chicks wore them. Those are actually coming back, man.
Yeah. The, what do you call it? The choker as well.
Oh, that's the black belt and sucking.
He said that to Kiki one time when she wore one to the studio. Yeah. I never heard it before. I about died.
Yeah, you see a chick with a choker necklace, she's going to get down, buddy. I tell you what. Got a black belt and sucking.
Yes.
Anyway, those are all fantastic answers. Yes, it's so normal in 2000, strange in 2020. We got some great answers on Facebook. Mark said flip phones. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. You know? I was actually joking with my dad the other day, because he's got a flip phone, and he's like, hey, I can do all the same stuff. I can open it up and hit a button and say, call Brock, and it'll call Brock. And I'm like, Dad, come on now.
You know what, though? They are coming back with the old Razor with, like, with the bent screen or whatever.
Yeah, so you can fold. I don't trust that one bit. I don't trust
foldable
that one
screen.
Bit. No. Dawn had a good one. What's something that was normal in 2000 but strange in 2020? Renting movies. Thank God that's over.
Oh, no, you know what? Shut up, Brock.
Blockbuster.
Shut up. Yeah. You know what sucks, too, is I think as of this week, they have officially closed all Family Videos.
Yeah, good. Good like riddance.
No, it's not good. Stop it.
Get out of here.
I don't know where to take. Hey, you know what? What if Kiki passes away? Where are you going to take your next date, huh?
What? Well, I'm not going to go rent a movie. I'll be like, hey, because there's Netflix, for God's sake. We fixed the problem.
Nah,
we fixed the problem.
It's not the same. It's too quick. You gotta build up to getting laid, man. You can't just go right for it now.
Right to it. Not in the days of Tinder. Let's just get right to it, all right?
Right.
We're gonna start a movie, and 5 minutes in, we're just hog. I hope she's wearing that choker, because then I know what's going down.
I haven't seen a movie since, like, 2013.
It's amazing.
Could never get through them.
We'll end with Blake's. What's something that was normal in 2000 but strange in 2020? He said Tom DeLonge.
That's pretty funny. That's a funny one.
Blake bringing the funnies this morning. Nice job.
There you go, Blake. That's pretty good. You know, come on, Tom. Just take off the tinfoil hat. We want a little bit more of Blink 182 with you in it.
For God's sakes.
And then you can go back to getting probed or whatever you're doing.
Whatever you want to do. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up.